Is Daf Kuf Beis. So we got to the last line of Kuf Aleph. I mean, Beis, the Gemara had been talking about whether or not Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol or not. So Gemara brings another Kasha, which implies he was not a Kohen Gadol. It says, Meisive Miriam Mihiskira. Who was the one who was Maskir? Which Kohen was the one who said that Miriam no longer has Saras, that she was free, she was Tahor? Vim Tomar Moshe Iskira. If you were telling Moshe was the one, Moshe Zarhu. That's the question. We're going to have the whole Brisa, but that Moshe was a Zar. He wasn't a Kohen. You can't even discuss that. Vein zar rawas sinagam. A non-Kohen may not sinagam, so it couldn't be him. Vim tomar Aaron hiskira. So maybe it was Aaron who was a Kohen at that time. Aaron karov hu vein karov rawas sinagam ella. So it could be Aaron. He was a karov. So firstly, before we even get to Shaila here, that why don't they say the same thing for Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe was also a karov. So that's the question. How come they say zar? So some say because they wanted to teach an additional reason, as he wasn't a karov, he was also a zar. That's how some say. The Tzon Kodshim explains that because the whole psul of Karov, there's a machlokas how psul Karov works. One says psul Karov works because you love each other, you love a relative, there's no way to see any flaws, so therefore you can't trust them. But since Moshe Rabbeinu did not love Miriam at the time, he was so disappointed with her, since she spoke Lashon Hara, he lost that Ava of Miriam, which is very, very hard to understand that Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a position, that he ever lost a love for a person, and certainly his sister. That's a suggestion of the Tzon Kodshim. The other problem is of this, though, because the Psul Karov, according to the Gemara of Basra, it says even someone like Moshe and Aaron, even though they're so close to each other, you wouldn't imagine they would ever lie to Gzeres HaMelech that you can't trust them. So based on the Gemara, it sounds like Karov has nothing to do with the love or not love or trust. It's a Gzeres HaKasev that a Karov is possible. So even if Moshe, let's say, didn't love her at the time, even if you want to suggest that, it's still going to be possible he didn't Karov. So it's more likely the Gemara wanted to just suggest another reason why he was possible. Not that only was a Karov, but he was also a Zar. Yes, you wanted to say something?
No, we're saying that, and even if only the ones who hold up Moshe was a Kohen,
the Gemara says he's a Zar.
So then what's the Karov? So what does that have to do with Karov?
No, but that was another reason. If it's a Karov, we can't even talk about the question. They're two psulim, either because of a Karov or a Zar. So they're both relevant psulim. So then the Gemara says, if he's a Zar, if he's a Kohen, who cares if he's a Karov? You can ask the same question. They're two different psulim. He's a Karov and he's a Zar. So then the Gemara says, so it wasn't Moshe, it wasn't Aaron. Ela kavod gadol chalak ala kadosh baruch hu Miriam. There's a tremendous kavod Hashem showed to Miriam. Ani Kohen v'ani maskira ani chalte v'ani poter. I'm a Kohen to the kadosh baruch hu. I'm going to save her from this taras. So that itself is fascinating. Moshe Rabbeinu served as a Kohen. What that means is a very hard thing to understand. This is one of the riyas they bring that Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the mitzvahs, fine. But what we care about right now is, the Gemara says, Katani Miha, we see from this brisa that Moshe Zar, Vein Zar, Roes, and Agayim, he clearly was not a Kohen, against what we said above. So Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Shaini Maros, Negam, Da'arun, Uvanov, Ksuvim, Beparsha. No, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen, but there's a special Gzeiras HaKasev that Dafka Aaron Uvanov, those Kohanim, the nothing to do with being a Kohen, just being Aaron and his son, which of course Moshe was not. He was possible not because he wasn't a Kohen, he was a Kohen, he was possible because he wasn't a Bunov Sha'aron. Look at the toast on the top here. Dibur Maskel Aaron, Karov, Huve'ena, Karov, Roes, Negam, Plug Sahib, Maseches, Negam, Perk Beis, whether Karov is really possible for a to see Negaim. The Tan Kola Negaim Adam Roa Chutz Min Nigei Atzma. A person could see Negaim except for his own. Rabbi Meir Omer Afalo Nigei Krovav. He can't see his relatives Negaim. But the Tanakama says he can. So Machlok is whether a Kohen could see his relatives Negaim. The Tanah Brai Sedahachak Rabbi Meir. Our Gemara passing like Rabbi Meir that a Karov may not see Negaim. The time of the Rabbi Meir, what's the reason? Can be farish be'echa dinim mamres. Gemara Sanhedrin tells us that makish ribim le negaim. A rib is a fight, a dinim. Choshe mishpat. There's a hekish of choshe mishpat alachas dine mamonis to negaim. Ma negaim bayom. Just like negaim are only seen bayom, positive bayom harosa. Af ribim bayom also mishpat only seen. You're going to do a din torah burnt bayom. And furthermore, says the Gemara, as Tosos quotes, ma rivim shalob bekrovim. Just like you can't have a dayan who's a karav to the bal yidinim. Af negayim shobekrovim. So that's Rabbi Meir's understanding. But the Rabbanan then, the son of Gemara Sanhedrin, lo makshid tisavar dine mamas bilayla. They don't have such a hekesh. They assume that even though negam are bayom, dinim may be bilayla, and even though dinim don't have krovim in loud, negam may be seen by krovim. So that's a machlok is what we paskin here in the Gemara that a karov is possible for seeing negam. Ask the Gemara now. Last six narrow lines. Meisive. Chamesh Smachos Ha'Yisrael Elisheva Yisera Al Benos Yisrael. Elisheva, the wife of Aaron, had five things that made her happier than any other Benos Yisrael. What were they? Yevama, her brother-in-law, Moshe Benu, was a melech. That itself is an interesting discussion whether Moshe Benu had a din of a melech, but the Gemara says he does have a din of a melech. Isha, Kohen Gadol, her husband was a Kohen Gadol. Number two. Benah, her son, was a Sgan, was a second in command to the Kohen Gadol. Ben Benah, her grandson, Pinchas, was a Meshuach Melchama. V'achia, her brother, was a Nasi Shevet, was Nachshon Ben Aminadav. So she had five things that she was surrounded by godless all around. Her husband, her brother, her brother-in-law, her son, her grandson. Very nice. But yet she still mourned over the loss of two sons, Nadav Aviv. That's what goes on. So asks the Gemara, Katana Mia, Yivama Melech. It sounds her brother-in-law Moshe Beinu was a king, Yivama Melech in Kohen Gadol, but he was not a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Ema Af Melech. He was also a Melech in addition to being a Kohen Gadol. Meaning Aaron, her husband, was a Kohen Gadol, but Moshe was even a Melech. So that's how we get out of that one. The Marsha asks the question, how come they say that Elisheva had five things greater than Benos Yisrael? You could have said the same thing, but Aaron had five things greater than any other person. Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, his brother was a Melech, his son was a Skan, his grandson was a Pinchas Meshuach Mechama. The same five things about Aaron apply to Elisheva as well. So how come we're saying Elisheva as opposed to Aaron? So the Marsha points out, because since Aaron never went through a velus for his son, since a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go through a velus during the Avodah, that says, Rashechem al Tifru with Bigdechem lo Sifromu, there's low level avelus for the Kohen Gadol, so you didn't really see the avelus of Aaron, but you did see the avelus of Elisheva. And the Gemara is pointing out that even though she had five things of Smachos, she had to experience the avelus of her two children. Okay, the Gemara now says, first wide line, Kitanai. The truth is, it's really Machlokas Tanaim whether or not Moshe Benu was a Kohen Gadol or not. Hashem got very angry at Moshe. Why was he angry? Because Moshe refused to go down after speaking to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Sneh. He was very hesitant to go down to Mitzrayim, and after many days, he finally said, "That's enough. I'm upset with you." And Vayichaf Hashem b'Moshe. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon Af Shebetorah Nemar Bo Roshim. Whenever there's a Charon Af, Hashem gets angry, there's some Roshim, there's something left behind. There's an imprint of what was left behind. Rashi points out, Nemar Bo Roshim, around seven narrow lines down, Simin Masha Charon Hayasham. It's something left behind of what he was angry about. Pamim Mehaka, sometimes there's a hit or a kill. Pamim Nizifa, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset and looks away. Pamim Klala Vegidav, sometimes there's a curse. There's always something that accompanies the anger. So comes along Rabbi Shu to explain again. Rabbi Shu ben Karcha Omer, Kol Charon Af B'Shabbatara Nemar Baroshim. Vizet Lo Nemar Baroshim. But this particular case is an exception where there's no Roshim, there's no consequence to Hashem's anger. That's Rabbi Shu ben Karcha's understanding. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Af Zeh Nemar Baroshim. There is a Roshim here as well. What was a Roshim? What was the consequence? She Nemar Halo Aaron Achicha Levi. Your brother Aaron Halevi is coming. A Levi? Halo Kohenu. Aaron was a Kohen. It wasn't a Levi. Hachikamar. Ani Amarti. I said Ata Kohen Vu Levi. Anishi, my plan was that you're going to be the Kohen Moshe Beinu and Aaron's going to be the Levi. Achshav, now that you made me get so upset, I'm going to switch things around. Hu Kohen v'ata Levi. Now you're going to be demoted to Levi. So there was a roshim there. The Chacham Omrim Lo Niskayin Moshe Ela Shivasi Me'amulun Bilvad. Chacham say that Moshe was a Kohen only for those 7 days of the preparation of the Mishkan. V'yesham, others say Lo Paska Kuna El Mizar Shem Moshe. Moshe himself was always a Kohen once appointed. It was only his children did not continue in that Kuna. Shinemar just says Moshe Isha Lakim Bana of Yakaral Sheva Alevi. His children were called Levi, but not him himself. So we see, according to the Yesh Omrim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen his entire life. It was only the Chachamim who felt that he was only Shivas Yimei Hamalum. So this is a machlokis, whether he was a Kohen forever or not. The Gemara continues the Brisa and says, V'Omer, Moshe V'Aaron B'Chlanav Ushmo B'Kore Shemo. So that proves that the second pasuk, that Aaron and Moshe together with both Kohanim. So we have two psukim proving that he was a Kohen forever. So my Omer, why do we need a second pasuk in, they're both psukim are in Tanakh. The first pasuk is Ziver Yom, the second pasuk is in Tehillim. Why do we need two psukim in Nach to prove that he was a Kohen? If you're going to tell me Lodoros Hudichsiv, the pasuk that we first said in Ziver Yom, where it says Moshe Ish Elokim, Bon of Yikar al Sheva Levi. It sounds like from that pasuk that only his children were Levi, but not Moshe. What we thought initially Moshe was a Kohen, he said no. Maybe we're not being miyaches to Moshe. Moshe was already dead at that point. We don't care to be miyaches as Leviah. So we say Moshe Yishalokim. his children who are alive now are all Levim. But we're not talking about his status of being a Kohen at all. Therefore, Dichsiv of Omer Moshe Aaron Bechalanov, that Moshe did have a standing of being a Kohen. So that's the Machlokas tonight, whether he was a Kohen Gadol or not. Now the Gemara goes back on the topic we mentioned before. V'chol charon af shebetorah nemar b'roshem. Is it really true every time when there's anger, there's always a roshem, there's some type of consequence, something happens? V'aksiv, doesn't it say when Moshe Rabbeinu is leaving the presence of Paro, it says v'yetze Moshe. I'm not saying Moshe in the pot. I have a parenthesis here. I'm getting the pasuk out. V'yetze me'im Paro b'chari af. He left very angry. V'lo amar lav lomide. They didn't say a thing to him. Nothing happened. There was no consequence. Amrish Lakish Satu Vyata. No, he actually hit him across the face. Slapped him across the face. Moshe Rabbeinu slapped him across the face and left. That was a Charonav. That was the Roshim. Exactly. That was a fascinating assumption. Whenever the Torah uses Vayichaf, right, it means someone left. Kind of, Roshim. Yeah. And it's also interesting that the Roshim, the Gemara says, Vlo Amr Vlo Midi, that saying something also is considered a Roshim. And Rashi says that cursing is considered, so this has to be something that it amounts, the anger turns into something in reality, a speech or a hit. So if Amar Rish Lakish, the Gemara asks later, it's that Amar Rish Lakish, no, me Amar Rish Lakish, does Rish Lakish really say that Moshe slapped him across the face? Would Moshe do such a thing to Baro? Haksiv, doesn't it say that v'nitzavtil or kraso al sfas hayor, they stood at the edge of the river. What does that mean? Amar Rish Lakish himself melechu, that Paro was a melech, v'hisper lo panim, they showed him respect. The Rish Lakish thinks that Moshe treated him respectfully. That's going to be the same Rish Lakish who thinks Moshe slapped him across the face. Rabbi Yochanan could say, "I'm a Rasha who behaves panav." No, that Paro was a Rasha and they were very disgraceful to him. Rashi says, "Hey, is panav panecha hayini v'nitzavta lekraso v'lemelchama ledaber az." They went to attack him, to fight with him. There was a fighting words. So Rabbi Yochanan could understand he slapped him across the face, but Rish Lakish, they treat him with respect. So Gemara says Epoch was switched around, that Rish Lakish was the one who said they came, stood up to fight him. Easy way to remember that was Rish Lakish was a listim, he was a very strong individual, so he thought that Moshe was coming to fight him, so he can say that Moshe, in fact, slapped him across the face. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbianai, Rabbianai says, Liolam te emes malchus alecha. A person should always have emes malchus, the fear of the king, upon him. Dechsiv, as it says, Vayardu kavdecha ela elai, that all your servants, he's speaking to Moshe, speaking to Paro, all your servants came down to bow to me. Vilu lidide lo kamarle, but he didn't say that Paro went down. But Rashi points out Paro also came down and bowed down to Moshe. He ended up submitting himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how come he didn't say to Paro, all of you as well came to submit yourself to me? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says he didn't want to embarrass him. This Rashi says he didn't want to embarrass him. He wanted to show kavod to Paro. He only wanted to say, your servants bowed to me, but didn't want to address that Paro bowed down, indicating that he had a certain respect for the malchus, for Paro. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mehachi, brings another source. It says, with regards to Achav, Achav was a melech rush as well. It says, V'yana Hashem ha'isa el Yahu, v'yishanes masa v'yara tzufnei Achav, that even though Achav was a Russia, so Rashi points out here, v'yara tzufnei Achav, Achav rochev who rat lefanav. Achav was riding the horse, and the Eliyahu Navi is running in front of him. Shaya Achav Yechidi is walking by himself, going by himself as a melech, v'lav arch aruhu. It's not respectful for a king to be by himself, even though he's a melech rasha. So we see there's an inin to always have emas malchus alecha, either from Moshe and Paro, or we learn from Eliyahu and Achav. The Marsha points out, we learn from here halacha, that a person needs to respect, show kavod, even for melech rasha, because both Paro and Achav were Risham, and yet we see that Eliyahu and Moshe showed tremendous respect. The Tumim, however, says there is no inyan to show kavod a melech to a Rasha, because the pasuk says Som tasim alecha melech, which is the source of yiras emas a melech, and that only applies to Melech Yisrael who's following halacha, but we never would appoint a melech Rasha. So there is no inyan of shavim kavod melechus. How do you explain the Gemara here in Zvachim, which clearly Achav Eliyahu did show kavod to melechus Rasha? So the Achron explained there are two din when it comes to kavod malchus. There's one kavod malchus midin som tasim alecha melech, that's only an inin of showing kavod to a melech of a tzaddik. But there's another inin of melech of malchus at the Gemara here, which is based on the inin of the Marsha explains why we have kavod malchus. Because the Kein Malcha de Ara is Malcha de Shemaya. When we see Malchus down below, it shows what Melech, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he's like above. So in terms of showing kavod directly to the Melech Rasha, that we don't show some tesim alecha melecha, not for his kavod. But for our appreciation for ourselves, we have to show respect for ourselves just to be able to understand what it's like malchus up in Shemaim. So those are the two dinim that the Achronim explain that I learned from this sugya. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Ula. Ula explains, Bikesh malchus velo nitnulo. Moshe wanted to be king, but wasn't granted to him. Dichsiv al tikrav halom. Don't come closer. This is by the snare. Hashem says, don't walk any closer. What's halom? Halom is a strange language. Vein halom ela malchus. Halom indicates the malchus. He wanted to be a king. Shenemar mi anochi Hashem elokim ki avisani ad halom. So we see from that pasuk, halom means malchus. So he wanted malchus. Hashem says, al tikrav halom. Don't come close to malchus. I'm not giving you the kingdom. So then the Gemara says, Mason, Rava asks, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yivama Melech. We said above that one of the great things about Elisheva was that her brother-in-law, the Yivama, Moshe Rabbeinu, was a Melech. So Amar Rava, Lo Ulazarov Kamar. No, that Moshe himself was a king, but he wanted to request for his children to also be kings to follow. That's what wasn't granted. Al Tikav Halom, don't ask for your kids to be kings as well. So now the Gemara asks, V'chol heicha dechsiv halom l'dorosu? So now we say the word halom lets me melech. Melech means king. Halom means like a dynasty. A dynasty. So does halom really mean a dynasty of kings? Is that really true? V'ho gavi Shmuel, gavi Shaul rather, dechsiv hava od halom ishu in hu in zaralo. That we have the word halom assumed by Shaul. Shaul had no dynasty. He was the only king. No one was to follow him. So see, halom is used even for regular melech, nothing to do with a dynasty. So answers the Gemara, Ibai Seimel, first answer is, Ha, have Ishbosheth. Ishbosheth was king. As a son of Shaul, he actually served for a short period of time as a king. So there was some small dynasty there. Or Ibai Seimel, Shiny Shaul, that Shiny Shaul was different. Shaul was different. Da'afilu begavei lo kam. Even with himself, he did not finish his own malchus. What does that mean? I think what the Gemara means is that, Kid Rebbe Elazar, Amar Ravi Chanina, Bishah, Sheposkin, Gula Le'odam, Poskin lo, Lazaro, Adsof Kaldaro. So a person's granted a certain position, it's given to him and all his generations. It was given to Shaul initially as a dynasty. And Shenemar lo yigara mi tzadik eina ves melachim l'chise. We don't remove a tzadik from his eyes and malchus from his throne. So initially Shaul was given halalom, a dynasty. But im hages daito, a person becomes haughty, becomes a bagaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu crushes him, he lowers him. Shenemar v'im asurim mizikim ilachtun b'chavli oni. If a person's trapped in chains, he's going to be wrapped around in ropes of poverty. So that's, Rashi explains, that's an indication of a balgaiva becomes a mashpilo. So initially, Shaul was granted a dynasty. He was given a halom. Because he caused the tremendous destruction to himself, he lost the dynasty from himself and from all his children to follow.
Are we trying to bring a proof that Moshe Ben was a king, or that is the king was...
He was a king. Did we say we prove he
was a king?
No. So that was a... Right. Everyone agrees he's a king. Just a point was he wanted to have his children follow in the path.
I thought
that was referring to Hashem, that pasuk. No? Not sure. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure. I hear. So then the Gemara says, Bali Mumin Bein Bali Mumin V'chule. The Mishnah had said, a Bal Mum, whether he's a Mum over, a Mum Kavua, whether it's a permanent or temporary Mum, Allah is he's allowed to be divide up the Basar, and he's allowed to eat the Basar, but he can't be do a vote. He can't do a vote. So asks Gemara, Mino Hanimile, how do we know? The Tanya Rabbanan, Kol Zachar, every Zachar, the pasuk, the context is Kol Zachar Bnei Aaron Yochalena. So what does Kol Zachar mean? Kol Zachar is Rabbos even Bali Mumin. Lamai, what are we including the Bal Mum to do? Ilachila Harei Kfar Nemar Lechem Elokav Mikachei Kadashim Yochel. We already learned before that Bal Mum is allowed to eat a karbanos. El Chaluka, to say that you're also allowed to divide him, he's allowed to get a portion. The one thing to say that his father could give him a piece, but to directly give him that we don't know, that's what's learned out from Kol Zachar. Tani Idach, another Braisa says, based on a different pasuk, it says Kol Zachar, what's that coming to include? It says Kol Zachar in the pasuk Bekoanim Yochal, what's that coming to include? Bali Mumim. Lemai, Ilachila Karnema, we already learned that they're allowed to eat. Ilachaluka Rekvarnema, we already said they're allowed to get divided up. Elas, what do we learn from here? Sheyachal, I might think that Ainli Ela Tam, only a person who's a Tam initially, he's born as a Tam, but Nasa Bal Mum. Since he once had a Shasa Kosher, where he was a real full bona fide Kohen, and then he became a Bal Mum, that's what we would include. But what about a Baal Mum Meikara? A person was born with a Baal Mum, Minayin, how do we know he could eat as well? Tamalomar Kol Zachar. Even that Baal Mum Meikara may eat. Tani Idach, yet another Brisa says, Kol Zachar, and this Pasuk is the same idea. Kol Zachar Bekohanim Yochalanu. So why do we need yet another Kol Zachar? So Gemara explains, the Rabbos Baal Mum. Lamai, what are we including them to do? Ilach Ilach Rekvar Amar, we know they could eat. Ilach Haluka Rekvar Amar, we know they could divide up. Ilach Baal Mum Meikara Rekvar Amar, we already learned that. Shiyachol Ainli Ela Baal Mum Kavua, I would only think a Baal Mum Kavua is allowed to. But Baal Mum Over, Minayin, how do I know you could include even a Baal Mum Over? Hamalomar Kol Zachar. Where Klapi Lai, does that make sense? You should do the opposite. Meaning it makes more sense to include a Baal Over who has a temporary Baal Mum than a Baal Mum Kavua. How can the Gemara assume that Baal Mum Kavua is included and there's a half a minute that Baal Mum Over is excluded? That doesn't make any sense. A Baal Mum Over is less problematic than a Baal Mum Kavua. So Amari Sheshesh Apech, let's switch it around. The Gemara should have said, I only know a Baal Mum Over could eat. How do I know even a Baal Mum Kavua? Kol Zachar. Then Ravashi says, no, maybe really not. Ravashi Amar Liolam Lo Tevech, don't switch it around. And there is reason to believe that a Baal Mum Kavua is allowed to eat before a Baal Mum Over. How? Vitzrich. Sa'akadai Dechamina, I would have thought, says the Gemara, going on to Amin Beis now, that, one second here, Ki Tam Ki Tameh, just like a person who's Tameh, Ma Tameh Kamadu Lo Tar Lo Ochil, a person who's Tameh may not eat until it becomes Tar, until you fix the problem. Afainami, since there's a way to fix the problem, Baal Mum Over, Kamadu Lo Misakin, so long as it's not fixed, Lo Ochil, he shouldn't be able to eat. But Baal Mum Kavua is nothing to fix. It's the best he's ever going to be, so he can eat in this state. But a Baal Mum Over, who could be in a better state, let's wait it out for him to eat. Kamash Malon, that even a Baal Mum Over is allowed to eat in this current state. That's a different concept. Right, that's a different, it's a similar idea. It's a different concept, of course. Right. It's a different idea, though. It's by Bittel and things like that. But that's a similar concept. The Gemara then says, Kol Shein Roy. The Mishnah had said, anyone who's not Roy, to do avoda, so we don't mechalik the basa. We don't give any meat. So the Gemara says, Velo, is that not true? Hare Baal Mum, Dilo Roy, Lavoda, Vecholik. So we can infer from this, a person who is Roy, only those who are Roy can do the avoda. But we see that a Baal Mum does eat, but he doesn't, right the way around. If a person can eat meat, then he should be able to do the avoda. But we see here that a Baal Mum can eat, but he can't do the avoda. Visu, moreover, ha roi la avoda, viz roi la avoda cholik, is he able to be cholik? Does that translate to be true? If you do the avoda, you could also get a part of the basar. Hare tamei b'karbanos tzibor de roi la avoda, when there's a tum in the tzibor, a tamei may do the karbanos, the avoda, but eino cholik, he doesn't get it. Gemara says, no, roi lechol kamar, the roi lechila kamar. So in terms of eating, so we say, what does that mean now? The Gemara tweaks it and says, when we said roi lavoda, we really meant roi lachila. And that should mean is, anyone who's not roi lachila, so then he's not roi to get a chalukah.
But that's not what it says.
Right, so they change it. The Gemara, this is not the first time the Gemara has done that, though, so we shouldn't be that surprised. So, still, the Gemara has changed the Mishnah as well.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Hare katan de roi lachila v'einu chalik, Hare katan may do, he may eat, but he doesn't get a chaluka, so it can't be that. That can't be the translation. Gemara says halokatani. So Gemara says no. You have the whole understanding was wrong. The Mishnah just said that ain't a roi lavoda, ain't a chalik. But you can't assume from there that one who is roi. I'm sorry. This is your point. I'm sorry. One second. Wait, Rashi says halokatani ha roi lavoda chalik. The kadayekes. Your diuk is incorrect. It only says those who are not roy for the avoda doesn't get a chalukah. But it doesn't say that those who are roy lavoda necessarily get a chalukah. It doesn't necessarily translate to that way. And therefore, we don't have any shilas. Now, hasha da'asad hachi, now that we said this, liolam kedekamar be'ikar. We don't have to change the words of roy lavoda to roy lachil. We can maintain what the Mishnah says. Imishim tameh, tameh lokatani. If it's because tameh, so now what we're saying is as follows. Those who can't do avoda don't get a chalukah. If you're going to ask me a person who's tameh, even though he can do the avoda, he doesn't get a chalukah.
No, tameh.
Person who's tameh. What about him? He doesn't get a chalukah, but he, even though he does the avoda, he doesn't get chalukah. Tameh lo katani doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says it doesn't say roi la avoda, roi la chalukah. It says those who can't do the avoda can't do chalukah. A tamei may do a avoda. He's not part of the translation. Don't infer anything from what the Mishnah says. If you're going to ask me from a balmum, yimishim balmun, mum, who can't do the avoda, yet he gets a chalukah, Gemara says, Rachmana Rabbia, there's a special gzeres akasav. Even though you're right, the balmum doesn't fit in, that even though the Mishnah says, ain't a roi lavoda, ain't a chalukah, and we see a balmum does get a chalukah, that's a special gzeres akasav. But aside from the balmum, every other case where a person can't do the avoda, he doesn't get a chalukah. Yes, there are other exceptions, those people who do get a chalukah, even though rather people who do avoda, don't get a chalukah, but Mishnah is not dealing with those cases. Okay, it's much easier to read back the Mishnah inside. It's a confusing Gemara. The Gemara now says two dots. Afilu tamei b'shas zrikas damim v'tahor b'shas hekter chalavim eino chalek. If a person is tamei during the shas zrika and he becomes tahor during the shas hekter chalavim at nighttime, he waits for Harav Shemesh, you still cannot give a chalukah. Because right now, during shas zrika is tamei, we don't look ahead to what's going to be. Ha tahor b'shas zrikas damim. But let's say he's tahor during shas zrikas damim, but he's tamei b'shas hekter chalavim. The opposite. He's tamei right now, but he's going to be tamei later on at night. The halacha is chalek. You're allowed to give him the. You can't give a chalukah. So Gemara says. Now masisin delok abashal. The Mishnah is not like abashal. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that abashal omer liolam eino ochel ad sheim tar b'shas zrika ad shas chalavim. You have to hekter chalavim. You need to be tamei both at the zrika, at the beginning and the end of Hakta Chalavim. If you're Tower and Tame at one and either you're Tame at either point, you are disqualified from getting a chalukah. Tamar Kala Pasik says, Hamakiv has Dama Shlamim Veshachelev Dafil Hekter Chalavim Nami Bari. The one who's makiv the Dam and also Hachelev, you need both of those points to be Tower. That's the understanding of Abba Shol.
Isn't he talking about Achila and we're talking about
chalukah? Chalukah of the Achila. So then the Gemara says, asks the question by Rav Ashi, Nitma mein tai mahu, what did he become tamei in between? B'shas zrika b'shas haktara ba'inan v'ha'ika. He was tower b'shas zrika, became tamei, then became tower again at shas haktara. It's possible because there's some people who become tamei, like tamei sheretz, let's say, who's tamei just for that day. You go to the mikvah, you can become tower again at hekter chalavim. So what happens if you're tamei in between? But at least to each crucial moment you were tower, during Zrika and during Hekter Chalavim. Oh, Dilma, perhaps you see, need Ad Shehei Tower, Mishah Zrika, Ad Shas Hekter Chalavim. Or you need to be Tower continuously without any interruptions. It reminds you of the Mishnah when it comes to Psulim. The Mishnah, where is it in Gittin? That first has to be Kasher, Mishas Shas Ri'iyah to Shas Haggadah the entire time. Let's say a guy became, he was a son-in-law, then was divorced, then became son-in-law, things like, or the other way around, maybe he was single, then became son-in-law, then became a single, things like that. So then, is that considered puzzle? Or no, as long as the Shas Ri'iyah and Shas Haggadah, he was kosher, that's all we need. So Gemara ends off in a take, we don't have an answer. But now this is where Gemara gets really tricky. Gemara says, last two narrow lines, Amar Rava, Hai Dina, mi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Gemirna, this din of Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, I learned Damar b'Beis HaKisei Dante. You can learn this in the Beis HaKisei. Now, what that means is a very strange language. The Gemara at the end of the daf is going to address what's going on. So, okay. So, what was the din here? So, Gemara is talking about the different din of a Tivul Yom that you cannot be Chalik Kadshim to eat Be'erev. And the Gemara is going to learn from a number of different sources how a Tivul Yom cannot get a Chalukah of the kachim, even though that evening he'll be mutter. So what's the din here? So Gemara explains, but tivul yom v'amar. The tivul yom comes and says to a person who's eating tahor, a kohen tahor. A tivul yom comes to the kohen tahor and says, amar, tain li mi mincha. Give me some of the mincha. V'ochel, this way at the evening when I'm tahor, I'll eat it. The amar lo, the kohen tahor says to him, ma im b'moko m'shiyafa kochacha b'chatascha. In an area where you have a good strength in your chatas, the chisicha mechatas Yisrael. In the world of a carbon chatas, where you have a special strength, how? In the world of chatas, if you bring your own carbon, normally the way it works is when you bring a carbon to the base of Migdash, whichever kohanim are working, those kohanim bring it. You can't, a kohen who's not on guard cannot bring it. But if a kohen is bringing his own carbon, it's not his. Let's say it's this week, as is off duty. He's not working this week. But he needs to bring a carbon chatas. So now he brings his carbon chatas. He could say, I'm bringing it, I don't want your help, I'm doing it on my own. Even though he's not allowed to work for anyone else's carbon during this week, for his particular carbon he's allowed to work. So he says, when it comes to bechatas, that you as a kohen, as a certain koach, you could push off every single kohen. When it comes to Chatas Yisrael, let's say I'm bringing a Chatas, and Ezra can't bring it. He cannot work in a week that he's off. He cannot bring my Chatas. He can only bring for himself. So then he brings for himself, but for Chatas Yisrael, we say, Ezra, you're off duty, stay away. That's in the world of Chatas. So now, in a Makom Shehura Kochacha, an area where you have a certain weakness, b'minchascha, so your own mincha, you cannot eat your own mincha. In the world of mincha, you have a weakness, you can't eat a carbon mincha. A minchas kohen is kula kalio. Eino din shadichacha b'minchas Yisrael does not make sense that a mincha of Yisrael, you shouldn't be able to eat either. So again, in the world of chatas, a kohen is a strength. Strength is that kohen could show up any day of the year and say, I want to bring my own chatas and eat the chatas. And even though you have a strength of the chatas, when it comes to a chatas Yisrael, a tivel yom kohen may not eat a chatas Yisrael. That we already know is a given. A tivel yom cannot eat chatas Yisrael. So then in the case where you have good strength, we say a tivel yom can't take part. In a mincha, where Cohen's involvement of mincha is very weak in that he cannot eat in his own mincha, so certainly he should not be able to partake as a tivel yom in the minchas Yisrael. That's the kal v'chomer. So then the Gemara says you could reject this kal v'chomer. Ma im dichisani michatis Yisrael shekishem shiyafakochi kachayafakochacha. Wait a second. The reason why you're pushing me off from eating a chatis Yisrael is even though I've got strength in the world of chatas, when I bring a chatas, I could bring it on my own, but you push me off of a chatas Yisrael. It's not because of a weakness that I have, it's a strength that you have, that the carbonos of that mishmar are able to push me off. It's not my weakness, it's the strength of the mishmar. But in the world of tadichenu mincha, but you push me off from a mincha, k'shem shor kochi kachur kochacha. Just like I can't eat a mincha, no one can eat it. It's your weakness also, you can't push me off. So I understand you can push me off by the Yisrael chatas, but by a mincha, you have a weakness as well. And maybe I should be able to eat as a tivel yom of a minchas Yisrael. So Gemara says, "Harehu Omer." That's why we need a pasuk by the mincha. La kohen makriv osa losia b'hakriv ve'echa. Only those who are able to be makriv can eat. But since a tivel yom may not be makriv, he's pasul. He may not eat. So that's by a mincha. Now the Gemara brings a raya by a chatas. A tivel yom cannot eat from a chatas. The Tivel Yom says to the Kohen Tower, give me a from a chatas Yisrael to eat. Amalal, the Kohen Tower says to him, Ma b'makom shura kochi b'minchasi. Just like the an area where I have a weakness in my mincha, I can't eat my mincha. The chisicha minchas Yisrael. We just proved above that you, the Tivel Yom, cannot eat a minchas Yisrael. So b'makom shiyafa kochi, in an area where I've got a strength b'chatasi, that I could say you cannot eat a chatas Yisrael, eino din shadichacha b'chatas Yisrael, where I say you can't eat from a carbon, does it not make sense? You can't eat from a tivel yom, can't eat either. So amar lo, ma im shadichisani b'minchas Yisrael, the tivel yom says back, if you push me off from minchas Yisrael, I understand shekashem shiru kochacha, just like you have a weakness that you can't eat from the minchas Yisrael, kachara kochi, I always have a weakness I can't eat from my mincha either. But to the chenu, do you have the right to push me off from a chatas Yisrael? Shekishem sheyafa kochacha, just like you have the strength of being makiv any carbon during your mishmar, kachiv a kochi, I've got a certain koach by a chatas as well, that I can be makiv my chatas even when I'm off duty. So I've got a certain strength that should give me the ability to eat the chatas as a tivel yom. So that's what we need. Hari Omer, it says in the pasuk, hakorin mechate oso yochalanu. That barachotei ve'achel, only those kohanim who could do the avoda could eat, but since the tivel yom can't do the avoda, he may not eat.
On the point that we always say, harei hu omer lakohen amakriv otalo tiye ba hakrev ve'achot. But we just said that that nobody can eat the mincha. What is the pasuk of Kai?
Which line?
On the previous limud, right? It says harei hu omer when he answers.
No, that's talking about the eating of the Minchas Yisrael, though. Minchas Kohen no one eats, the Minchas Yisrael.
Right. The Pasuk. From the Pasuk of Minchas Yisrael.
Exactly. Okay. Tivel Yom wants to eat the Minchas Yisrael. We're using Minchas Kohen to prove his weakness, though. Okay. Then the Gemara says another application by the Shlomim. Amar Lod says, Tein li mei chaze v'shok. The Tivel Yom says, give me to eat from the chaze v'shok. V'ochel, let me eat it. Amar Lod, the Kohen Tar says to him, Ma b'makom shiafa kochach, an area where you have a certain strength, and b'chataschah, that you can bring the chatas whenever you want, and you eat it whenever you want. dechisacha me leachatas yisrael, but you can't eat achatas of yisrael as a tivayom. But makom shua kochacha, when you have a weakness b'shalim she'en lecha behen elachaze b'shok, where the only thing you can eat from the shalim is only achaze b'shok, it's very limited what you could eat. You can't eat the whole shalim. Only part of it goes to kohanim. Other parts go to the baal. Eino din shadichacha. Does it not make sense? I could push you off from eating the chaze b'shok because you have a less of a bilus, less a chelik of shalim in general. So then the Tivayom says back to him, Ma'im dechisani michata sheken hurakochi eitel neshai vavadai. You push me off from the eating the chatas, from giving the chatas, because I have a weakness from my wife and my avadim. So even when I'm tahor, I cannot give them to you from the chatas. So ditcheinu michata v'shok. Are you going to be able to... So I understand the chatas is so I can eat from, because I have a certain weakness of who I can give my chatas to. So, but you're going to say to push me off, tatcheni michaz v'shok sheken yavakochi. In the chaz v'shok, even though it's limited in what I can eat, but from that I can eat, I've got a certain strength that eats on the shayva avodai. I can give it to my wife and to my servant, my slaves. So I've got a certain koach. So maybe you can't push me off from the shlamim, and therefore harei omer it says, la kohen hazorik es dam shlamim lo yia. Those who have the ability to do the avoda, bo zrok v'echel. If you could do the zrika, you could eat. But since the tivayom cannot do the zrika, he may not eat. So this is a third source, a third application rather, of where tivayom may not partake in the eating. We had a chatas, we have a mincha, now we have a shlamim. And so finally what comes out from this yotza tivayom, the tivayom walks out all upset and pachin nefesh, he can't be involved in any of this stuff. Kula v'chamur v'arosho, the kal v'chomers are sitting on his head, and onin miyamino, mechusar kapar mistolo, he's accompanied by the onin who also feels left out, and the Mechusar Kippurim, who also feels left out on the left side, and that's how they leave, that they can't be involved in the Avodah. I'm not sure what the Gemara is saying by all this, but it's a very extensive to the feelings of the Onen Tivayom and the Mechusar Kippur. Very nice. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Parach Rav Achi. Rav Achi asks the following question. Now, very interesting Tosos here. Tosos writes in the bottom, Parach Rav Acha, Rav Achai rather, B'chol Makom Lashona Meshun. Every time you have Rav Achi ask a question, it's always slightly different. The language is different. So Tosafot says the Bereish Ksubis Pashit Rav Achai Umitokach, because of the strange language, Haya Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel de Hahu Rav Achai Shasa Shultas. Rav Achai Gaon. Rav Achai was not an Amora. Rav Achai the Gaonim. He had placed his own thoughts and questions and answers in the Gemara. Sheyam Rabbanan Savarai of the Savarayim, which is a time period after the Marayim, they added in the Basar Ravina Ravashi, the host of Hora. They added some lines into the Gemara. The Kasu Achrei Kain Devar Besof Hashas. Okay, fine. So, interesting historical point. So, what happens in Parir of Achai? Rav Achai says, why didn't we ask another question? Why didn't the Tivayom say, Tainli me bechor v'ochel? Let me get some of the bechor and I'll eat it this evening. So, and Mishum Damar Lo, because the Torah could say back to him, Mava Makam Shu Rakuch Kochi Bechatas Eitzel Nashai. Vavadai, the Torah says, I've got a certain weakness in Chatas, I cannot share it with my wife and my slaves. But yet, dechisicha michatas yisrael, I have still the ability to say you can't touch a chatas yisrael when you're off duty as a tivayom. Malcolm shiyafa kochu, I've got a certain strength bebechor. Dechuli dilihu, it's all mine, and I can give it to my wife and my slaves. Eino din shadachacha mimenu, do I not have the right to push you off from the bechor as well and don't have any part of this? So then the tivayom could say back, ma'am dechisani michatas, I understand you could push me by the chatas, away from the chatas. Just like you have got a weakness, I also have a weakness. I can't eat the chatas, fine. But to dichenu mebechor, you're going to push me off from the bechor. Just like you have a certain koach, I also have a certain koach in the bechor that a tivayom may eat in the bechor. So I say that I have the ability that when I eat a bechor, I can eat the entire bechor to myself. And I can share with my wife and my slaves. So that's why Hari Omer, it says in the pasuk, as damam tizrok al mizbeach v'schelbam takdir b'sam yelecha. So we say from here that too is not, so that we could say, the Pasuk says that only those who could do the Zrika could eat from the Bechor. So how come we didn't bring this as one of the other questions of the Tivayom, that why we see Tivayom cannot eat from the Bechor? And the Gemara says, Vidach, what's the response back? Why didn't he say this din? Paruch, he asks, Miksiv ubesaram lakoin hazorik. It doesn't say to the Kohen does a Zrika. It says, Lach, whoever, whichever Kohen it's going to be, can get from the Avoda. And not necessarily the Kohen who's doing the Avoda. And therefore, it seems to be that maybe a Tivayom, I guess, I don't know if he paskin, maybe a Tivayom and Taka can eat from the Bechor. So then the Gemara says, after all this, we start off this very strange brisa saying that he was in the bathroom when he could do this. Think about all these kavachomers.
Yeah.
He's allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he passed. Okay, excellent. So then the Gemara says, how can he say he could judge these kavachomers in the Beis Akise? You could think of Torah wherever you are, with the exception of the bathhouse and the bathroom. So Gemara says, "Own sashani." When a person is so overcome with learning, he can't get it out of his mouth. He was so shugar b'fiv, so that's something that was so shugar b'fiv. Rashi says in the very last line of the Amud here, "Laon so shahayis hashemuas hashugur b'fiv u'meharet baal lekarchal v'dugmas hashemati b'kedushim." So we have this when a person's thinking about this kavachomer, there is so clear in his mind. Sometimes it just come naturally into the mind, and that's what he meant, that it was so shugur b'fiv. Not that you should, and he encourages, but that's what happens sometimes when you're thinking about that topic.